Okay, today we're continuing in the 30th and final parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Lamed Mishnah Beis. Aspaklaria Tahora, a mirror is tahor because it's not a container. V'tamchusha so aspaklaria, a glass serving bowl that was made into a mirror, tameh can still become tameh because it could be turned back into a bowl at any time. V'im mitchila so l'shem aspaklaria, but if you made the bowl for it to be used as a mirror, then tahor. Tarvat shunos on the shulchan, a glass spoon that you put on the table, and it's not flat at the bottom because it's curved. So im a kabel kol shu, if it could hold something even while it's tilting and not sitting straight because it can't sit straight, tameh. So then it become tameh. It's considered to have a base kibble. But vim lav, if it's like a test tube or something, where if you just put it down, it'll just tip right over and it can't really hold anything. So Rabbi Kiva metameh. Rabbi Kiva says it can become tameh because when you're holding it, it can hold something. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri mitar, but Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says it's tar because it can't hold anything unless a person is holding it. Kos shenifkam rubo, the kos that the top rim is broken off, tahor, it's tar because you can't use it. Nifkam bo shalosh berubo, but if it became chipped with three little chips around the majority of the rim, tahar, it's also going to be tahar because there's no part of it that you could really put your mouth on. Rabbi Shimon Omer im mefazru es rov ha-mayim, if a glass cup has a crack that allows most of the water to leak out, tahar, then it's also tahar. Nikev, if it has a hole and it's tahar vaso bein bava'atz bein bezefes, and you patch it up with something with a cheap metal or with tar, tahar, then it's tahar because it's not going to last. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bevaatz tameh, if you patch it up with a cheap metal, it's tameh, bezef is tahar, but if you patch it up with tar, then it's going to be tahar. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we spoke about a mirror that's tar, but if it was a kli that turned into a mirror, then it's going to be tameh, and related halachos. And then the Mishnah Gimel, we discussed how much of a rim of a kos needs to be chipped or broken in order for it to lose its tuma status, because it's no longer usable, and how much of a hole in the glass would make it tameh. Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the final Mishnah in Maseches Kelim.